All right, if you would, open up your Bibles to Philippians. Philippians. You want to go to Philippians chapter 1. It was kind of funny when Pastor Dan first talked to me about this recap service and asking me to give the charge for Walk Through Bethlehem this year to go along with the recap. I had the passage in mind. It right popped to my mind. I'm like, yes, I know what I'm going to preach on. This is great. And last Wednesday night, Pastor Dan preached on the same exact thing. I was sitting there looking at Shauna going, he's preaching my message. But prayerfully in the message, something else came to mind. And so I regrouped, refocused, and started over. But we got it. We got it here. Philippians chapter 1. We're going to be looking at verses 9 through 11. 9 through 11. You know, Walk Through Bethlehem is awesome. I love these recap services. It's great to look back and see the just the amazing fruit of what we have done in the past. But folks, I want to say I'm excited for this year. I'm really fired up. I'm really excited for Walk Through Bethlehem this year. And I know you're going, what? We just got done with it. Well, guess what? It's going to be here before we know it, you know? You all may be, you know, gearing up for Bethlehem come November, but guess what? I'm working on it now. So Walk Through Bethlehem for me is throughout the year. And so, really, I want to give us a message tonight that I hope will be a blessing to you. And the focus here is really to how to focus our hearts and how to prepare our hearts in preparation for Walk Through Bethlehem this coming year. Listen, we have a wonderful opportunity to reach people with the good news about Jesus Christ, but it can very easily get off track. You know, we can start focusing the wrong thing. We can start thinking we got it all figured out. You know, man, we've been doing it for all these years. This is nothing. We can very easily do that, and we can very easily take the focus off of where it needs to be and get it going in a wrong direction. And so listen, if we are truly going to reach our community for Christ, then we need to always remember the true focus of Walk Through Bethlehem. That is so important. If we're really going to glorify God in this, we have to keep the true focus of Walk Through Bethlehem at the center of it all. And so tonight I want to share with you, how can you remember the true focus of Walk Through Bethlehem? Look at Philippians chapter 1. Paul writes here, starting in verse 9, he says, "In this I pray, that your love may abound yet more and more in knowledge and in all judgment, that ye may approve things that are excellent, that ye may be sincere and without offense till the day of Christ, being filled with the fruits of righteousness which are by Jesus Christ, unto the glory and praise of God." Unto the glory and praise of God. So how are we going to remember the true focus of Walk Through Bethlehem? Well, the first way is by demonstrating love to others. By demonstrating love to others. One of the most vital parts of Walk Through Bethlehem is an outward demonstration of love. Listen, with thousands and thousands of people coming to our property, many of them have never, ever been to Crossroads before. In fact, many of them have never been in a church before. Never been to church. And folks, in that situation, first impressions are very, very important. Very important. I know in my own walk, there's experiences in my past. I had bad experiences at a church, and I refused to go to a church because of a simple bad experience. Listen, first impressions are important. That our demonstration of love is so key to that ministry of Walk Through Bethlehem. How these guests are treated will go a long way in determining if they'll ever come back or if they'll ever hear the true message of Christ. Listen, if they come here and we don't show them the love of Christ, they may still go through the tour, but folks, I'm telling you, they're not listening to the message. They've already turned it off. It's so important to have that demonstration of love. Look at verse 9 again. Look at Paul's desire for the Philippian believers here. He says, "In this I pray, that your love may abound yet more and more in knowledge and in all judgment, that your love may abound more and more. That word of abounding is just an overflowing. It's just like an oozing out. You just can't hold it in anymore. You are so filled with the love of Christ that you can't keep it to yourself. You just gotta let people know. Listen, our love for others should just permeate every single aspect of our life. Whether we're going off to work, whether we're putting our kids to bed, whether we're serving here in a ministry. We need to be getting out the love of Christ and demonstrating that to others. And listen, I know that can be really difficult at Walk Through Bethlehem. You know, I know some of you, you work both shifts. Some of you are the late shift. You're here till 10, 10:30, sometimes 11. You know, we have a whole crew of people. All they do is come when the event is over and clean. That's their job. When everybody else is going home, going to bed, they're out here vacuuming, mopping, wiping off glass. And listen, I know that it can be difficult, all right? When you get 400 people together in one spot and then add thousands of people, okay, on top of that, tensions can get big, okay? And then you add being tired, all right? People do strange things when they're tired, you know? And it can create tension. And things can go along that you didn't plan, okay? You know, you didn't plan for the camel to spit on the guest out in the line, okay? That's not in our planning. Tony and I don't sit down going, on Friday night at about 10 o'clock, we want the camel to spit on at least three people, really get them in the experience, you know? You have things that happen. It's 5 minutes to showtime and all the lights go out in the shops, and so it's extremely dark. And so you're scrambling. Things happen, and it can be difficult. These things will keep your love from abounding. But listen, you got to keep in mind that love is not a feeling. It's not a feeling. It's an action. Love is an action. Love does the right thing no matter the circumstances. No matter the circumstances. Just hold your place real quick. Go over to 1 Corinthians chapter 13. We'll look at this real quick. We get a definition of what love is. And I think the definition speaks for itself. And this is the idea of the kind of love that we need to be abounding forth from our lives. Abounding forth to our guests. 1 Corinthians 13, starting in verse 4, says, charity suffereth long. Charity is love. Says, charity suffereth, it's long suffering and is kind. Charity envieth not. Charity vaunteth not itself, is not puffed up. It's not proud. It's not boastful. Doth not behave itself unseemly. Seeketh not her own. Is not easily provoked. Thinketh no evil. Rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth. And I love this last section here. It sums it up so well. This is what love does. It beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. Folks, charity never faileth. Charity never faileth. It's the idea of no matter what happens, No matter what your fellow volunteer may say, you just go, you know what? I love you. We'll work it out. Okay? No matter what may happen, what did I teach everybody? Semper Gumby. Always flexible. We'll find a way. We'll find a way. Because it ain't about us. It ain't about the lights. It ain't about the camel. It ain't about the music. It's about glorifying Christ. You know, I shared with you all before, it's not walk through Shannon. And it's not walk through Tony. It's walk through Bethlehem. It's getting everybody pointed back to that day that our Lord and Savior came down and humbled himself and became a baby. He took on human flesh so that he could pay that ultimate sacrifice. That's the ultimate show of love. People didn't love him. They spat on him. They whipped him. They beat him. And yet he still took the steps of love to pay the penalty for those sins so that everyone can trust in him and have that eternal life. That's the type of love. That's the love that's spoken of in 1 Corinthians 13. That's the kind of love we need to show to every single guest that comes through those doors. Yes, even the ones that bring in 15 wheelchairs. That's going to slow the groups down by at least 20 minutes. We love them. Gives us more time to practice. You know? But listen, it's not just our guests that we need to extend that love to. We need to extend that love to each and every person that's serving alongside us. This is an awesome opportunity. You heard it tonight. Even Tony and Cindy got to meet people they would never have met here in this church had it not been for serving at Walk Through Bethlehem. And listen, every single year we have new people, new members, new regular attenders in our church that are serving in Walk Through Bethlehem for the first time. This is the first time they ever did. You heard from Matt Conrad, who gave his testimony. This is his first time at Walk Through Bethlehem. Sometimes, for some of these people, it's the first time they've ever served, period, in anything. And listen, that could be the defining moment in their service for Christ. Folks, when I first came here to Crossroads, I had spent 6 years backslidden, not wanting anything to do with the church, running away from God because I was living in a lifestyle I shouldn't have been. And instead of turning to him, I was hiding. And I finally came here and I knew that I needed to change my life around and I was going to come to the church. I was going to get involved. But I had been hurt by churches in the past and I was looking for ways. Okay, are they going to be real or is this going to be false? And Walk Through Bethlehem was the last test in my mind. It was a big event. This is it. You get these many volunteers together. It's going to crash. You're going to hear all the gossip and all of that. You know, you end up joining in a group and nobody communicates with you. Nobody makes you feel welcome. You're just there doing your thing. And I decided I'm going to be a Roman soldier. This is awesome. Former Marine, Roman soldier, get a sword. It's cool. How many churches do you get to carry a sword around in? That's just awesome. And folks, let me tell you, I served under a leader in the Roman soldiers that made a difference in my life. He didn't know me from anyone. But he welcomed me in. He made me part of the team. And I met a whole crew of men that night, that first night. And made me feel like part of this church family. That was Mike Kesey. Amen. That was Mike Kesey. If it wasn't for him, if I had come out to serve and just was shoved off in the corner, I probably would have left Crossroads at that moment. But that Mike Kesey had that love just showing, I'm going to make this guy part of my team. And that made all the difference. Folks, that's why I'm standing before you today. We got to let our love shine forth. Not just to our guests, but to each other. We're in this together. We're brothers and sisters in Christ. Listen, when you get a whole group of believers together, there is nothing that can stand in our way when we're making Christ the focus and we're allowing his love to shine forth. We can reach more people in this community, but we got to demonstrate that love of Christ. The second thing is by remaining faithful in service. It's great to show forth the love of Christ, but you got to remain faithful as well. Look at Philippians 1:10. Paul's explaining here the importance of shining forth and abounding forth the love of Christ. He says that ye may approve things that are excellent. That ye may be sincere, and look at this, without offense, till the day of Christ. Faithfulness is another important factor when it comes to the ministry of Walk Through Bethlehem. Without faithful servants, there is no way that we can put this event on. It's impossible. It requires too much manpower. And listen, if you can't trust on someone being where they need to be, it makes it difficult. And so it's important to be remaining faithful. And listen, every part of Walk Through Bethlehem is a critical part of this ministry and of this mission. As I mentioned before, from the men that are in the parking lot helping the cars to get in their spots, to the ladies that are handing out a simple cookie. Every single role, the kids that are carrying the animals in, into the auditorium, the ushers bringing the people in, the guest services people pushing wheelchairs, helping people get where they need to go, and so on and so forth. And folks, every role is important. I have been from one end of this property to the other end. I've served in many different areas. I've acted. I've been an extra. I've cleaned toilets for Walk Through Bethlehem. I've done it. I've seen it. And I can tell you, every part is important. Don't ever let Satan or anyone or your own mind tell you that what you're doing doesn't make a difference. I'm telling you, it does. It does. And it's so important to remain faithful. Listen, Paul is saying, we want you to approve things that are excellent, but that you remain sincere and without offense. Don't let your testimony be ruined. Keep the faith. Be where you need to be. Be faithful in service. Encourage each other. Listen, he wants their love to abound so that when the people look at this church here in Philippi, they see the love of Christ and know I want that. And it cheers my heart when I read the comment cards. And I see the ones like the person that said, man, I'm here from North Carolina, but I wish I was here. Why? Because he saw the love of Christ abounding from every single one of you serving in this great event. But it takes faithfulness. 1 Corinthians 4:2 says, moreover, it is required in stewards that a man be found faithful. You got to be faithful. Paul gives Timothy some great words of wisdom. In 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 2, he says, and the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, Timothy, the same commit thou to faithful men, who shall be able to teach others also. Why is that so important? Why is that so important? Pastor Dan shared it in a great, great illustration one Sunday morning where we had a couple of us around the church. And one would run off and pass the Bible to me, and I'd run and pass it off to someone else, and the chain kept going. But then we did it again, and the Bible was brought to me, and I said, and I threw it aside and walked away. Folks, when that happens, the word isn't carried on. We got to be faithful. The only way to carry forth and do this ministry is to remain faithful in service to Christ. Listen, loving others and remaining faithful are two key ways to remember the true focus of Walk Through Bethlehem. But the last point is by serving to give God all the glory. We got to serve to give every ounce of glory that this ministry produces all to Him. All to Him. Look at verse 11. Philippians 1:11, Paul says, being filled with the fruits of righteousness, which are by Jesus Christ. And everybody read this together. Unto the glory and praise of God. There you go. That's who deserves all the praise and all the glory. And listen, I know everyone loves a good pat on the back. I mean, let's be honest. We all do. When we work hard, we like it when somebody recognizes us and says, job well done. I mean, I don't know too many people. So what? He's praising me? How dare he? You know? How dare he praise me? No, I'm sure we all go, wow, that's kind of cool. You know? Thank you. I like the pat. We all do like a good pat on the back. But if we're not careful, our service becomes about the pat on the back. And now the focus has gone from up to down. It comes to self. And folks, that's called pride. And that's a very dangerous line to cross. Listen, when this happens, events become more about us and what we did and what we want. Proverbs 13:10 says, only by pride cometh contention. Folks, that's the key. If there's contention somewhere, there's pride. We got to root it out. Proverbs 16:18 said, "Pride goeth before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall." Folks, when we focus on ourselves and we forget that it's supposed to be God who gets the glory, we're setting ourselves up for a fall. Let's keep our focus. Let's keep our focus where it needs to be. And that's on God. And that's in everything that we do. Listen, if we want arguments, jealousies, frustrations, and tensions during Walk Through Bethlehem, then we need to make it all about us. That's what we want. But listen, if we truly want lives to be changed, then we need to take our eyes off of ourselves and focus them right square on Jesus Christ. Paul says in verse 11, he says, being filled with the fruits of righteousness, not by us, he says, which are by Jesus Christ. That's where the righteousness comes from. Folks, I can't make you righteous. You can't make me righteous. Only Christ can do that. Listen, the tension, frustrations, and contention and all of that are warning signs. That should be a sign for us to step back, take a moment in prayer, and seek to correct and root out that bit of pride that's creeping in so we can get our focus realigned. Listen, if you're looking for that pat on the back instead of glorifying God, there's just trouble right down the way. Paul finishes verse 11 by stating the whole purpose of being filled with the fruits of righteousness, and that it should lead you to give God all the glory. He says, the fruit of righteousness, which are through Jesus Christ, unto the glory and praise of God. When we make God the focus of all things and want nothing more than for Him to be the focal point in everything that we do, whether it's acting, pushing a wheelchair, or parking cars, that God will be glorified, then all those minor frustrations, all those little hiccups, all those bit of tensions will fade away. Will fade away. Listen, in conclusion, we've got a great, great blessing here. I hope you all see it. I hope you all know it. We've got a great blessing to be part of a church that really, truly loves our Lord and Savior and really truly loves getting the gospel out. But listen, we are not immune to the dangers of the flesh. We're not. Listen, if we're going to reach more people in our community, we need to remember the true focus of Walk Through Bethlehem. Okay? We need to remember that true focus of Jesus Christ by demonstrating love to others, remaining faithful in service, and then allowing God to get the glory in everything that we do. And folks, listen, that doesn't start in August or September. Don't wait until the care cards come out to sign up for Walk Through Bethlehem. It starts now. We need to start preparing our hearts, getting ourselves ready to reach our community with the gospel of Jesus Christ so that He is glorified out. Because, folks, there's more and more and more churches that aren't doing that. And we've got a great opportunity to step forth and to really shine forth His glory.